So I'm here in South Beach, and I guess I'm having a lie-in. I don't know. Still in bed, but can't sleep. I don't know. Actually, I haven't been able to sleep too well here. But what I was going to say is that as soon as I arrived, what I've been hearing the most from people about me is like, "Oh my God, you're so LA. That's so LA for you to say that." Just the emphasis on me being from LA is like constant. So I'm just like, good. I'm from LA, you know? I'm like, what do you want me to act like? Like, I'm faking, I'm Miami-y or whatever. I'm from Florida. No, like I act like myself wherever I go. If I go to New York, they're like, "Oh wow, you're from Cali." I can tell because I'm not trying to talk like a New Yorker. You know, I go there. So then I was thinking back to California and when I'm in LA and people move there and they're like talking in their little slangs from whatever part of the country or different. You know, parts of the world, and I'm like, "Oh wow, you're from South Carolina." I can tell, you know, and they're like, "Oh, you can tell I'm from South Carolina." Like, people get offended that I can actually pinpoint where they're from. As I meet so many people from different areas, you just see patterns, and it's easier to associate and I guess stereotype, but I'm usually right or close. So I'm like, "Oh, whatever, you're from New Jersey or you're from Chicago." "Why? I've lived here 7 years." I'm like, "Yeah, you still got the accent. You don't talk like you're from born and raised California." I was born and raised California. You can spot out your own people. I mean, if you live in, let's see, in Spain, you know, you're gonna know who grew up there and who didn't and who just moved there. You can just kind of tell. Like, everyone has their own flavor, their own accent, and the tone and their voice, their dialect. Like, they say certain words. Like, I might say whatever and like and totally, or I don't know, just, you know, like fucking Valley Girl sayings. And if I start saying that, if I go to the UK and I'm like, "Oh my God," like whatever, everyone's gonna know I'm from LA, right? And I'm not trying to hide that. I'm not trying to do like the English accent as soon as I step off the fucking plane. Like, it's give me a fucking break. I'm not that fucking fake bitch who's trying to morph herself into something she is not. I do me. And I keep it real. And I'm not ashamed, you know? I don't know why people should be ashamed of where they're from. Maybe that's why you left. Who fucking cares? If I so happen to move to Seattle and people ask me, "Oh, where are you from?" I'd be like, "Oh, you know, I guess I'm from Washington now. I've lived here 5 years." No, I would say I'm raised in the Southland, like in LA, and I moved to Seattle 5 years ago. It's wherever you're born. And then people always ask me, like, "So what part of LA were you born in?" And then I say, "Well, I was actually born in Culver City." "Oh yeah, well, what high school did you go to?" "Bitch, you moved here from Chicago. How the fuck do you know what high school I even went to, or how does that even relate?" They're like, "Oh, did you go to Beverly Hills High?" "No, I did not." "Oh. No shit. Did you go to Beverly Hills High?" "No, you did not. Okay, you went to some farm town high school and God knows where. No one fucking cares. No one asks you." So, it just gets so annoying. I just fucking get over yourself. Get over it. We're all Americans here in the US, so just shut up about it. If you have your green card, I'm not gonna be like, "Oh, well, you're not American. You can't vote." You fucking have your green card. Don't call yourself American. Don't even drink American beers. Like, shut the fuck up already. Like, leave people alone. Let them do what they want. Just don't fucking impose your shit on me. I mean, also, I'll talk about my views on Facebook or whatever, online, period. They're my views. I'm not forcing them on you. If I want to say it online, whatever it may be, about anything, about fucking sticking this carrot up your ass with no lube because you're an asshole. But I don't mean to tell you that, like, you have to do it or whatever, you're going to go to hell because you don't stick a carrot in your ass. No, I don't care, you know? Like, it's just all in fun. I do a lot of things online just for the fuck of it, for the fun of it. It's not, I don't take it as seriously as most people do. I probably should take it a little bit more seriously because I get in trouble a lot for saying stuff. But, you know, if you don't like it, fucking delete and block me. Get it over with, you know? Like, you don't like what I've said as a comment, delete the comment. You don't need to go on some fucking crazy inbox war on me. Like, well, how could you fucking say that? My family, whatever. If you have family on your page, make sure there's settings. Fucking, if you're so worried, you should probably delete me now because I might say something too crazy on your profile that you'll get mad at. Or if not, just, you know, let me know. I actually have another profile that my mom is on. Hell no, she's not a Rachel Depp. Like, on my other one, she, no fucking way. Actually, I didn't have my mom on Facebook for a long time. And I do have albums that she's not allowed to see. And I'm kind of more careful on my other profile that has a lot of my coworkers and family and, you know, people that I might be working with as far as jobs and stuff in the industry. And I keep it pretty professional. And if I notice that someone is kind of posting like racy stuff or trying to flirt with me in ways that are a little vulgar, I will tell them, like, hey, what's up? Like, I use this page. I'll delete it first and say, like, hey, I use this page for my business. But I don't go off on them, like, yo, what the fuck? What the fuck are you doing? Like, in that whole, why would I be mean to them? They don't know. So I just kind of let them know, like, hey, my mom's on this. I use this for my business. Just chill. Like, you can tell me whatever you want in a DM on comments. You don't need to be like, wow, I'd fuck you so hard. Or they don't really say that, but I'm exaggerating. But something that would be a little too much for that type of environment, which I'm trying to provide. But if I notice that they're being too much, I'll just delete them. It's not a problem. You don't have to act like it's the end of the world if you delete someone who you've had on your Facebook for a long time. Or whatever. It just let it go. I guess that's my rant for today. I'm from LA, bitch. Born and raised. I don't know if I should be proud, but that's where I'm from. So, yeah. Pretty much it. And I hope to enjoy the rest of my time in Miami. I will hopefully talk to you soon. Okay.